Okay, gentlemen, good morning. We're continuing our study of Mesilat Yesharim. We're continuing in Perek Aleph. After the Ramchal discusses the relationship of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, that this world is a preparation for the world to come, he says like this, V'ha'emtza'im. The word emtza'im means the way, the means to get there. Hamagi'im. The word magia means are able to reach. Meaning, how is a person supposed to reach a spiritual world in a physical reality? That seems to be an impossible task. Spiritual and physical are two different worlds. They don't speak the same language. Just like if two people would speak two different languages, they could not possibly connect to each other. That we understand. So we have to understand that the spiritual world and the physical world are not the same language. One is invisible. One is defined by something that is physically there. And things that are physical and spiritual don't connect. We can't connect something that's physical to something that is invisible. Doesn't work. So how in the world are we supposed to be able, in the physical reality, reach a spiritual purpose? Meaning, if our purpose was physical, so then in the physical world, we can do it. Tell me to make cups. Tell me to make plates. Tell me to make money. These are all physical things. In the physical world, I can do it. Tell me in the spiritual world that I have to be achieving spiritually. Make me an angel. And I'm spiritual. I'm not bound by physical properties. So I will be able to speak a spiritual language. But the challenge we have is that our goal is spiritual, but our reality is physical. So how is that supposed to work? So that's why he says the word emtza'it. The word emtza'it from the word emtza, middle. That means there is a middle connection between physical and spiritual. Hashem made emtza'i that's able to be magia. Magia means it's able to reach, because seemingly a physical reality can't reach a spiritual reality. But the mitzvot, he's going to say, he says that emtza'im hamagiyim et ha'adam latachlit hazeh. What's able to allow this person to reach this purpose? Again, we don't mean only Olam Haba in the next world, which means how is a person supposed to achieve a spiritual reality in this world? Hem ha-mitzvot. These are only the mitzvot. Asher tzivanu alehen ha-el yidbarach shemo. Which mitzvot? The mitzvot that Hashem commanded us. So we have to understand that. That the emtza'i, the only way a person is able to reach the purpose, which is the spiritual existence, which is eternal, the Olam Haba in this world, and the Olam Haba fi eternity, the only way to reach it is with the mitzvot. Why is it that we would listen to mitzvot given by people? So the answer to that question is that we have a mandate from the Creator Himself. The Creator commanded us in the Torah that we should listen to the appropriate chain of command of rabbis that were given, they're called Baalei Mesorah. These are rabbis who have a tradition from rabbis before them and rabbis before them. And we are commanded to listen to such people. That's why we say in every beracha that we make, even on mitzvot that are rabbinical by nature, for example, the mitzvah of Hanukkah, Nerot Hanukkah, are not written in the Torah. Nerot Hanukkah, the mitzvah is derabanan. It's a rabbinical mitzvah. Yet, on rabbinical mitzvot, we say a blessing, Asher kideshanu b'mitzvotav, Hashem sanctified us with His mitzvot, v'tzivanu, and He commanded us lehadlik ner Hanukkah, to light the ner of Hanukkah. How could we say that Hashem commanded us to light the ner of Hanukkah? Hashem never told us about ner Hanukkah. It's not part of the Torah. Where is this commandment? The answer is that the Chachamim commanded us. So why are we saying God commanded us? Because God commanded us to listen to the Chachamim. So in truth, every rabbinical mitzvah is really a mitzvah from the Torah. People have a mistake thinking that rabbinical mitzvot are not as serious because they were given by rabbis. But the truth is, they carry the weight of a Torah law. Now, when the Chachamim made their mitzvot, they may have made them with certain leniencies. In other words, they said, for example, that when you have a doubt, safek derabanan, when you have a doubt in a law that's rabbinical, then you're lenient. If you have a doubt in a mitzvah from the Torah, you have to be strict. For example, if a person is not sure if they made a beracha on the water, she'akol niyah bedvaro, they're not sure, they don't remember. They started drinking, they don't remember. Did I say beracha? I didn't say beracha. That's a mitzvah derabanan. That's a rabbinical beracha. A rabbinical beracha, we tell the person, continue drinking. Because a doubt on a rabbinical law, we're lenient. But if it would be Birkat HaMazon, Birkat HaMazon is from the Torah. So if a person is unsure if they said Birkat HaMazon, then they would have to go back and say it. Because Safek De'oraita Lechumra. That's not because the rabbis gave it, that's why we're lenient. It's not the reason. It's not that we say, oh, it's only rabbinical. Okay, be lenient. That's all it means. It means that when the Chachamim gave their halachot, when they instituted their halachot, they instituted them for people to do it when they know that it wasn't done. But they said, in our mitzvot, any doubt, we are not instituting the mitzvah. Safek derabanan lekula. That's the way they made their rules. They made, for example, they could have said, when we have a doubt on a rabbinical mitzvah, we could be strict. They could have said that. There's no problem with that. But they themselves instituted their mitzvot with certain leniencies. I gave you one of them. There might be other leniencies. So the mitzvah from the drabanan, a rabbinical mitzvah, is no different than a mitzvah from the Torah. And that's why we make berachot saying, Hashem, you commanded us in this mitzvah. Because indeed, we are doing Hashem's will when we do the mitzvah that's rabbinical, being that He commanded us to listen to the rabbis. Now, the emtza'il, these mitzvot, are considered the in-between, between the physical and the spiritual. And he's careful to say, it's the mitzvot that Hashem commanded. Which means that in this world, we only serve Hashem. We do not serve ourselves, for example. Let's say a person comes up with a great idea. He says, this is a great idea. I think this is a good way to serve God. I believe this will bring me closer to Hashem. If I do it this way, I feel very spiritual. I feel I'm going to get closer. That doesn't work. A person cannot make up their own mitzvot. A person cannot make up their own way of connecting to Hashem. And that's very, very prevalent. Even in, we'll call it, Orthodox Jewish circles, where a person might get excited about certain things that he feels are spiritual, and they connect them to Hashem. They meditate, maybe. What are they meditating about? They don't think about that. They think about feeling a spiritual high. They get spiritual highs from different ways and different types of actions. And they use that as a way to say, people will say, I'm very spiritual. I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. That doesn't mean anything. It's worthless. It's worth zero. Spiritual means nothing. If a person doesn't have the right medium to connect to it, his own ideas of connecting to spirituality has no value in what they're doing. Spirituality is a reality, but there is a specific formula of how to reach it. That's why he kept saying, he says, again, Amsaim Hamad Yaim, to reach there. There's a way to reach there. Now, there are spiritual ways which people use which are totally not relevant to Torah. And then there are other ways that people also use spirituality that also have nothing to do with Hashem's commandments. There are many people out there who take advantage of the spiritual world. You understand that? There are people who take advantage of this reality. There is a spiritual world, and there is something inside of me that's spiritual. And there are people that take advantage of that to take people's money, to take people's attention, to bring honor to themselves. They will create a spiritual, we'll call it an aura. They will create a spiritual aura for themselves that they should be a holy entity. And because their holiness is very attractive to the soul, so therefore people get excited by the way they look, by the way they talk, by the way they bring people along spiritually. By being connected to such people, people already feel spiritual. There are people who don't keep Torah and mitzvot, but they're connected to certain rabbis or to certain spiritual entities that make them feel elevated and make them feel like they're spiritual. So you have to know, it's important to know, that this is anti-Torah. There's nothing here except people who are fooling others for honor and money. There's nothing else. It's a game. Like every generation has a Yetzer Hara. It's nothing new. There have been people from the time of the prophets that were Nevi'e Sheker. You heard of them? Open the Navi. Open the Navi. Open the holy books, and you will see one of the biggest challenges in the history of our people, believe it or not, is false prophets. False prophets? Why would anyone follow a false prophet? What kind of person do I have to be to go after a false prophet? If I have an authentic prophet and I have a false prophet, what would attract me to a false prophet. Why would I do that? If I'm not religious, if I don't have a spiritual attraction, so why would I follow any prophet? Before Rabbi Akiva, we have already in the days of Eliyahu Navi, Eliyahu Navi's famous fight with the false prophets when they brought an offering on the Mizbeah and they let Hashem decide. It was Eliyahu Navi against hundreds of prophets. Why would anyone follow a false prophet? So the answer is very simple. You can guess it. Very simple. First of all, our soul desires spirituality. It's part of the human reality. Now, you go to a real prophet, what does he tell you? Tells you mitzvot, you got to keep Shabbat, you have to learn Torah, make sure you keep 613 mitzvot, you got to pray every day with the minyan, you have to make sure you eat kosher, you have to make sure you wear tzitzit, you have to make sure you put on tefillin, you have to make sure that you don't wear shatnez, you have to make sure you learn Torah, you have to make sure you learn Shulchan Aruch, you have to make sure that your midot, make sure your midot. When you sit with a real prophet, he's gonna drive you crazy. After you walk out from the meeting, you say to yourself, it's too much. How could I do all this? You sit with a fake prophet. Fake prophets, they look much holier than real prophets. That's right away, you should know. From the get-go. Anyone who looks too holy is someone who's not holy.
Wow.
Because real holiness, you don't have to look it. Real holiness is in the person. When a person tries to look too kadosh, so in that way you know, that's X number one. You have to be careful of what that person has to offer you. And now you come, you're very attracted. You're blown away already just by the image, you say to yourself, unbelievable, right? You get your checkbook out, you're ready to go. Now, the first meeting is usually free.
That's the main free.
Huh?
That's the main.
Yeah, the first meeting is free. You don't have to worry about that. Huh? Yeah, no, they only do it L'Shem Shamayim. Why they only talk to rich people? That's a different question. But now you get there. What happens when you get there? Already you're in Har Sinai. And then he tells you beautiful things. It doesn't mention learning Torah every day, mitzvot, kashrut, Shabbat, Shmirat Shabbat, you're going to Shiurim. That doesn't mention any of those things. Who's your rabbi? Because of course he can't be your rabbi because he isn't even living next to you. How can he be your rabbi? No, but he didn't talk about other rabbis because he's a Navi Sheker, that's why. So now he talks to you about all different things that make you very comfortable. He gives you berachot, should have long life, health. Your business should be very successful. He sees any problems you have. Does he have any problems? Hold on, I see. I see you have sometimes issues with your wife. Oh, yes. How did he know? Five guys behind him talking his ears. This guy's got issues with his wife. He did a whole profile on you way before you walked in. He knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly, of course, he doesn't see anything. His eyes are always closed when he talks to you. But he knows exactly who you are. He knows every issue you have. And then he starts talking to you and say, wow. Unbelievable. The guy, he looks like a prophet. And now he even talks like a prophet.
Okay.
Is it? He's big. And I do have issues in life, and I think he's the man. He can bring the salvation into my life. This is the man. And then you walk out of it. You don't change one thing about your life. He doesn't tell you one thing to do. Maybe he tells you to take a picture of himself and put it next to your bed. So make sure you always have him there. Yes? Do some nonsensical things, like go to a mikveh once in a while. Also, maybe visit holy graves. And then, you're a holy man. At some point, you'll get a direct deposit from your bank account. You'll be directly close to him. And worse, you'll be so in need of him because he has set you up in a way that anything you do in your life and anything that's money related, make sure, call him, because he knows he has Ruach HaKodesh. He knows the diamond industry. He knows real estate. He knows he is a maven of every business there is in the world. What spirituality has to do with the diamond business? We don't know yet. But somehow he has this prophecy in Ruach HaKodesh. Of course, there's a lot more than I'm telling you. But this is the reality. People are attracted to this. Which one would you rather go to? A man who doesn't look as holy as the other guy, at least externally. And the man who demands from you to become a greater person. Or a person who makes you feel very comfortable and makes you feel that he's the key to your success. This is called Navi Sheker. In the nation's history, our nation's history, this has been one of the big challenges of our nation. Eliyahu Navi, Navi Sheker. Most people, they chose Eliyahu, not Eliyahu Navi. Navi Sheker, the false prophet. This is a reality that any person who's educated understands. The simple education of life is simple. There are mitzvot that Hashem commanded us, and that is the only way to get closer to Hashem and the only way to spirituality. There is no other way. That's why he's very clear. He says, Hem ha-mitzvot asher tzivanu alehen ha-el yitbarach shemo. They're the mitzvot that Hashem commanded. Nothing else. There's no other in between than the mitzvot. Now, possibly, you need a rabbi to teach you mitzvot. You need a rabbi to help you do mitzvot. But it's all about the mitzvot. There's nothing in between. There's no prophecy in today's world. There's no Ruach HaKodesh. You don't have to worry about these things because they're not relevant. This is the only way. There is no other way. That's magia to spirituality. Now, over here, you should know, the mitzvot are a very big chidush. Mitzvot are physical acts. Yet the physical acts are able to reach spiritual goals. I will share with you a pasuk that shows the difference between Am Yisrael and perhaps other ideologies of religion. You see, other ideologies, they look at the physical world as the enemy of spirituality. There's spirituality, physical. Physical is the enemy. For example, no wine. If you want to be spiritual, you can't have wine. Because wine is a physical pleasure. Right? Can't get married. You want to be holy? Can't get married. The physical entity. If you want to be a spiritual entity, you have to, as much as possible, stay far away from physical pleasures. That's the way a person, which makes sense, by the way, makes sense. If you want to be a spiritual entity, you got to keep far away from physical things. But that's not what the Torah tells us. The Torah tells us the opposite, that it's only through the physical that you're going to be able to reach Hashem. The opposite, when we have a very holy gathering, the first thing we bring is wine. We have Shabbat, very holy day. The first thing we do on Shabbat is bring a cup of wine and we make Kiddush. Wine, holiness. Wine is the father of all sin and physical pleasures. We bring wine when we have a holy gathering. When a person's getting married, we bring a cup of wine. In fact, marriage, we call it Kiddushin. Not what Kiddushin stands for? Kodesh, holiness. We look at marriage as a holy union. We don't look at it as a physical thing that takes you away from spirituality. We bring wine and we call it Kiddushin. Every time we have a holy celebration, Pidyon Aben, Brit Milah, we bring a cup of wine. The Torah teaches us that not only is the physical world, not only is the physical world not an enemy of the spiritual world, the only way to get to the spiritual world is through the physical world. So we take wine and we use it to sanctify our spiritual world. And so too with every physical pleasure. The physical pleasures of life are not bad. They actually are the way to get the spiritual, but they have to be done the right way. Eating is a great thing. We use eating to get close to Hashem. Yeah, there was a student that asked his rabbi. He told him, "Rabbi, can you tell me the difference between me and you? You eat an apple and you make a beracha. I eat an apple, I make a beracha." Well, in that area, at least, we're the same. He says, "Let me tell you the difference." He says, "You want an apple, so you make a beracha." He says, "I want to make a beracha. That's why I eat an apple." It's a very big difference. Because an apple is not just an item you enjoy. An apple is another way to get closer to Hashem. How? Through the beracha. The beracha connects you to Hashem. So really, the apple is just a medium to bring you closer to Hashem. And so too with every physical action. A person goes to sleep, it's a physical act. But actually, it's a spiritual act if a person is going to sleep so that they can rest to serve Hashem. And so too with every physical pleasure and every physical doing. This is the Hidush of the Torah. Hashem says you don't have to go meditate in the mountains by yourself to become spiritual. You need a physical existence to become spiritual. And we see this by Yitro. You know, Yitro was a priest. Yitro is a very holy man. In his religions, Hazal told us that he was a man that worshipped many, many idols. He went from one to another. So he was a spiritual person. It said when he came to join the Jewish people, listen to this. Vayikach Yitro Hoten Moshe. Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, took Ola. The word Ola refers to a sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice? That burns completely to God. Uzvahim and other sacrifices. Lelohim, he came to bring a sacrifice to God. Vayavo Aharon. Aharon came, the Pasuk continues, and says, Bekol Zeknei Yisrael, and all of the elders, Le'echol Lechem, to eat bread, Im Hoten Moshe, with Moshe's father-in-law, Lifnei HaElohim, in front of Hashem. Let's review one more time. Yitro took sacrifices to Hashem. He's very excited. And the way he shows his excitement and wants to get close to Hashem, he brings korbanot. What does the pasuk continue and say? Aharon comes with the elders to eat bread with Yitro, which is fine. They're going to have lunch. Lifnei ha'Elohim, in front of Hashem. What does that mean? To bring a sacrifice to Hashem, I understood. To eat bread in front of Hashem, what could that mean? I mean, if it means that Hashem is everywhere, so you never have to say, Lifnei ha'Elohim. We know wherever you are, you're in front of Hashem. What could this mean? This pasuk is highlighting the difference between the spiritual world out there and the Torah and Am Yisrael. You see, in Yitro's world, you get close to Hashem by bringing a sacrifice to God. You take a korban and you give it to God, and this is how you get close to Him. Aharon came with the elders and they put bread and they said, Yitro, we don't need a sacrifice to get close to God. We could sit down to have lunch, and we have lunch in front of Hashem. Our lunch brings us closer to Hashem. Just having bread brings us closer to the Almighty. We, Am Yisrael, use our physical existence and our physical needs, and we elevate them. We need to eat, but our eating is elevated. We need to sleep. Our sleeping is elevated. We need to go work and make money. It's elevated. We work for a higher purpose. We eat for a higher purpose. We drink for a higher purpose. We sleep for a higher purpose. Everything we do is spiritual. There's no item in a Jewish person's life that's not spiritual. The Chovot V'Avot, one time I told you, says seemingly in life there are things that you mitzvah to do, and then there are things that are forbidden to do, and then there are things that are neutral. It's not a mitzvah, it's not an avera, it's not a sin, it's not a mitzvah, it's nothing. He says, no, but that's not true. It's not how a Jew lives lying. There's no such thing as in the middle. He says, the middle, if you're using it to elevate yourself, so it's a mitzvah. So if you're going to sleep, that's called the middle. It's not middle. What's middle about it? Why are you going to sleep? If you're going to sleep so you could serve Hashem, so then you're going to sleep. That's a mitzvah. And if you're not going to sleep for that reason, so it's the opposite. So therefore, this is the chidush of Am Yisrael. The chidush of the Torah. The chidush of Am Yisrael is, you don't have to be involved in spiritual to be spiritual. Hafuch, your dry act that's physical brings the warmth of spirituality. Isn't that what Avraham Avinu taught humanity? Avraham taught people, when you open your home and you feed somebody, that's called spiritual. Guy's hungry, you gave him what to eat, you're involved in a spiritual act. Everything we do in this world physically, there is a spiritual connection to it. Hashem is the one that tells us which mitzvot, which actions are considered and actions that reach spirituality. Me and you would not be able to know what they are. Only the Creator knows what we need to do in life to become more Olam Haba connected. And therefore, an Eved Hashem, a servant of Hashem, has a very easy life. In this area, it's very easy. He waits to hear from the commander what is the commandment, and he goes about life following the rules of the Creator. He follows Hashem's mitzvot, and each mitzvah and each action is elevating his soul to become a true Ben Olam Haba. This is the only way. Emtza'im Hamagi'in, the only means that will reach spirituality, to live a world of spirituality, is the mitzvot asher tzivanu alehen ha'el yitbarach shemo. As the only way a person is able to reach a real spiritual entity of himself, what you and I might think might be the way to do it, not necessarily are we right. We have to remember that the only way is the mitzvot that Hashem gave us. Have a wonderful day.